Sham Yishviya Staff Mem Vav. Starting from the bottom of the Gemara, Mem Hei Amid Beis, Gemara talks about continuing the discussion about the borders of Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara begins with a Maisa. Rav Zira Ozal Akamta de Pifkol. Rav Zira went to Chamsa of Pifkol, a place in Eretz Yisrael, northern of Eretz Yisrael. The Rav Fulda learns that this place is someplace north of the border, north of border of Eretz Yisrael, and the near the border near the all the way up north near Beit Shan. This was the place where he went, and the Gemara discusses Rav Zira Ozal went to this place, a place in Eretz Yisrael, on the border of Eretz Yisrael. Yavlei Medikul de Bavel. He noticed that people were, that he was himself placed in a place beyond the color de Bavel. He was on in a place beyond the color de Bavel, which is a place, which is, Rosh Misluos says that the, this was a place that Derech Ol Bavel would go there before. It was right by the border of Eretz Amim. They used to come back and forth from Eretz Yisrael through Bavel, and that was the place that Kohanim were allowed to go until that point. It was called Dikud Bavel. Says the Mepnei Moshe, Roa Atzmo Shenisrachek V'Notunu Lochutz Menamokam. He was outside that place of called Dikud Bavel, where a Kohen is allowed to go until that point. Rav Zira himself was a Kohen, and therefore, at least according to one opinion, the Gemara says, and therefore he waited until after that point is an area where you become Tamei. And therefore, he was concerned that he's going to be in a place where he's going to become Tameh. The Makom HaTuma was until that place, and he was afraid that there should be the place outside there, that it really, once he crosses that place, it would be a place where it would become Tameh, and he's a Kohen, he couldn't go. So what did he do? Shalak Shal Rav Chavar Ba'ava. He sent to Rav Chavar Ba'ava, and they asked him a Shaila. This is from Bagya, Rav Yosef Rama. Of the two sons of Rav Yosef and Doma, these are people who are Bekiyim in the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael to know where the Tumah began, where Tumah begins. Amunlei, they told him, Nigin Ka'anye Demoti Adamon. Kohanim were allowed to go until there. And therefore, he's a Kohen, he's allowed to go until that spot. Now, it's he himself asked there, says the Mar Fulda. When he asked the Shaila, he asked him Rav Chibar Ava, and he asked the Shaila to the sons of Rav Yosef, who seems to be the Bekiyim in where the border was. They were Bekiyim in the places, it says in Pnei Moshe, Bekiyim of Komus Leichanoi Nakshim Eretz Yisrael. Where are you allowed to go? Where are you not allowed to go? So he asked them, where are you allowed to go to? He says, they're allowed to go until there. And Rav Zera is in a place where right now, he's not in Issa, not over any Issa. He's allowed to go until there. So Mechanin Gesholi Mavachan Yochanan, the economy is that Rav Yochanan, Ho and Chuta Devaka. What's the halacha of this piece, this land that stretches from the border of Nava? There was a, again, the same idea. The same halacha. This also wanted to know the same shaila. Is he allowed to go? Chut says the Marfulda. Chut hanimshak memeshach tchuma. There's a certain a place that a thread of land that goes in that stretches like a road that goes to this Mokum Nava. And he wanted to know what about that place? Is that you allowed? Kohanim allowed to go there? So Rav Yochanan, Shem Rav Kuna Barbi Avi Kavion. Rav Yochanan told him the following, the name of Kuna Bas Kavion. Nahagim Makani Amati Ad Dure. The Kohanim allowed to go there as far as Dare, which is even beyond that, even past that place of Nava. And therefore you allowed to go. Vah and Chutan Nibitzra. And this thread over there is Tor of Ad Padesa, until the area of Padesa. Again, naming the place where it would start from, where the area you're allowed to go. Me'ata, from there you're allowed to go until that point. From after that, after that place, the other Kohanim already would know for them to be to Aser, they would not go because of Tumas Amim. But until that point, that was the demarcation of the border of Eretz Yisrael, where the Kohanim were allowed to go until there and would not become Tamei. Mark continues this discussion. Amar Rav Avu, Yesh Irish al Kusim, there are certain areas, serious cities of Kusim, Shnoga ben Heter, Bemei Yoshua ben Nun, that people were Noyeg Heter. They were allowed to go there. They were allowed, at that moment, from the time Yeshua ben Nun, they were no Keter. They were allowed to be there. It's part of Eretz Yisrael, but they were putter from Trumas and Maisers. All the way from the time Yeshua ben Nun, they never made an Issa, never required them Trumas and Maisers. Hey, Mutaros, and there, Taka Mutar, Ara Yomazer, and this is the Akal Aloka. The Kusiyan didn't Makabal upon themselves. They made Shalom. Yeshua never conquered them. They, as we said earlier, they were tzchutz laretz, but they made peace, and they were willing to pay taxes, and they paid taxes to the leaders of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, they didn't conquer the land, but they also did not have an Isur Chiyav and Isur Shvius. They didn't have any, and therefore, at Yom HaZeh, the same halakha applies that Mutaros, that they're not, they're Mutar, they don't have to go give Trumas and Nisrus because they continue the same idea. And this is the same idea that we said before, that that they were allowed to go ahead and do so. And this is the sugya of the Kesoyim, who they were. We have in Bet Bavli as in a great Arichas, who they were. This was the place where they settled in. And they were, again, they were afraid. They were, Geri Arayosen, they became a part of the Jewish people because they were afraid. Different opinions as to what happened. They were afraid of being killed, and some of them were afraid of a plague. So they became part of Klal Yisrael and part of Eretz Yisrael, but Lamaisa, there was no din of Trumas HaMaisa, and they considered the cities of the Kusim, and therefore there was no din of Trumas HaMaisa. Took more, fake more, Yosef Boy, Meata, but now if you say this is considered out to Eretz Yisrael, the Kohanim will live in Eretz Yisrael, should not be Machmir Lagabe, the din of Chala, taking color from those places. In other words, since Lamaisa, they don't have to worry about the state of Tyre because it's Chutzlaritz and there's no din. They're metal Makri Tommy. They don't have to worry about Tyre. And yet we see the Kohanim and Machmir. They're careful about the Chala that comes, that to see be separated be a din of a problem. To make sure that separated, the Chala should not become a problem. But Lamaisa, they shouldn't be concerned because Lamaisa, if it's outside Eretz Yisrael, clearly it's a din of Tumas Akum. So clearly that is considered aser. So why did the Chumash require that separate challah even from though it's outside Eretz Yisrael? Because maybe it's considered part of Kedusha's Eretz Yisrael. Maybe it's Torah. But once there's a Chutz La'aretz, it's already a din of Isur of Tumah, Tumas Akum. So it should be pashut that they should be considered. What would the concern? Why would the Kohanim Machmir in this area? It should be Vaday considered. Either you say Vaday, there was no Isur at all of Tumah. Or you could say the other way around. My Farshim learned, the Chalaton says the Mafulda, he alay Marcus lenotin the Chalut to be a denu. Therefore, there's no din of Eretz Yisrael. The din of Eretz Yisrael, then clearly, they don't have to be choshes about the Tyra because the Ma'aseh was automatically Tumas Eretz Yisrael. So, what was the idea of the Chash? What was the Chash? Elamai, you tell me that clearly there's a din of Eretz Yisrael. So Elamai, what? But Elabog and Milsa the Atarmin, not because of what you stated. It wasn't because these part of Chutzot, you made a mistake. It wasn't the reason why they were Chushish, because maybe they came from its Chutzlar, it's there for its Tumas Hakum. But rather, Milsa the Atarmin, not because of what you said, I'll begin the Lord Chalatu Machosidi Dode. Because since the Gaisha government, they never gave these fields, they never gave these fields over to the Jews to control, to own. Therefore, even though they're in Eretz Yisrael, but it was the fields were by Goyim. And mainly therefore, put them in Trumas HaMaisros. In other words, not like you think that the Raya, that this is part of Chutz La'aretz. Really, it's part of Eretz Yisrael. But when they took over, those who controlled it, the Umas Olam that own these parts, that control these parts, never gave it over to the Jews to own it. It was still considered land that belonged to Goyim. And mainly land belonged to Goyim. It's part of Trumas HaMaisros. And therefore, that's why they were not choshesh. That's why they were not worried about Trumas HaMaisros, because it's not part of Eretz Yisrael. But it wasn't, it says the Marfud, Nosn Lachalut B'yadeinu. It doesn't have a din. It wasn't given over to our Rishus to control. Memela, therefore, it was never, they were never kovash. And even though it belongs to Eretz Yisrael, the God Umas Olam that controlled it, because it was never taken over by Yeshua and the following generations, but mainly, therefore, it does not have a din of Trumas HaMaisros because it was always owned by Goyim. So then we're another halacha. Yasu was a Kohen, heard that his mother was traveling to the city of Beitzra in Moav outside Eretz Yisrael. It was a city that was outside Eretz Yisrael, and therefore it was he was definitely considered a Kohen. And Mamela, since it was outside in the Bavel, so therefore it was concerned, it would be obviously going Chutzlar, it would be a question of Tumas Akum. Shalom Rav Yochan, Yeshua Yochan. Mamela says, what's the halacha that God be going to? I want to greet my mother. I want to go visit my mother, but it's going outside Eretz Yisrael. I'm allowed to go as a Kohen. I'm allowed to go, Mitame. Amal Yochan said, Timim, it's Sakonis Drachim. If it's big reason why you want to go, because you want to go because it's a Sakonis Drachim, say, you're allowed to go. Because you're afraid that your mother's going to be harmed by robbers, they're going to hurt her, going to bother her, then of course you can go save her life. You're mechuyev to go, it's your mother. So you're allowed to go, don't worry about being metame. Says the Rashmi Salo, what's the concern? If, let's say, if you want to go, it's not going to show you how gua, so you can levi, you're afraid the robber's going to kill her, your mother. Of course you have to go collect, you're mechuyev to do it, it's not going to struck him. You're mechuyev to go and save her. You have to go for sakana. It says the prayer Moshe Mus Rikol and Leitel Asher Bnei Sakana. Say you have to go, but if she doesn't need you, stami you want to go. I'll kavod. Any day mutter. I can't tell you it's going to be mutter. So it gets what you're going for. If you're going stami for covered your mother, I can't tell you you're allowed to do that because you're a kohen, you have obligation. You can't be matame. And once you go outside Eretz Yisrael, but if sakana to protect, of course you're allowed to go. Even if you go over to Imcha, go for the honor of your mother. Any day I cannot to tell you. I don't have a heter for you. I don't know if a kohen is mutter to go leave Eretz Yisrael to be matame in honor of a parent. I don't know if that's what we could do. Now, Lamaisa, then this is a shaila in halacha as well. And we had it in the Sugya Bavli, the second Kedushin, whether a person can go outside, you have a mitzvah leaving Eretz Yisrael, you can't go out of Eretz Yisrael, can you go out of Eretz Yisrael if I keep it off? Aim? That's Stama shaila, not new people matame. Can you leave Eretz Yisrael if I keep it off? That is always a shaila that you have in the Bavli and a great arikas in the second Kedushin. So the shaila is over here as well. Yeah, you want to leave, not for stam to cover, you want to go. Can you leave out? You become a tamei. So it's not just honoring your parents. You want to mechabed your mother and father by escorting her. It's even more than that. You're going to become a tamei. So therefore, I'm allowed to do that. I don't know if it's mutter. So Moshe says, what do you do? So Adrich Alayu. Yazi went ahead and he put upon him the halacha to give an answer. I need to know what to do. Yeah, you can't say you don't know. I need to know. So I said to him, in the garatel, it says, if you're ready, decide to go, you should go and go b'shalom. In other words, if you're going already, really, I'm not sure you should go. But if you already made a decision that you're going to go for that, for the reason, for the mitzvahs, for you, keep it over aim, then I can't tell you not to go, but you should go b'shalom. Again, so this is the Mefarshim explain that the same concept, if you're going there, I can't tell you to go, but if you're going, go b'shalom. If you want to know, I need to know an answer. You can't tell me you don't know the answer. I have to know. So he told them, I can't tell you. I don't know. But if you decide you're going, you should be shalom. Then you're allowed to go. You can go b'shalom. But Lamaisa, then you should go back. If suddenly you want to go back to your place in Bavel, then you can go. But I can't tell you for sure a definite answer that that you're allowed to go. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yishma, what's Rabbi Yochanan's response? What did he answer? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak. Gemara said, this matter still has to explain Rav Yochanan. When he said, I don't know whether Rav Yossi is allowed to go or not to for the honor of his mother, you can't say that if you go, go b'shalom, if you decide to go. Are you allowed to go? You're not allowed to go. So maybe let's believe Rav Yochanan is saying, explain him, it's just a gedolim izu. Rav Yochanan was saying, there's no greater permission than this. In other words, the enochanami, that if he tells him to go b'shalom, it must be that he held that you're allowed to go. Because Lamaisa, if he wouldn't tell him Lake b'shalom, Tavu b'shalom, you should go b'shalom, give him a bracha if it was wrong. So by saying that, obviously means to tell you that that he was agreed to it, Alokhi Paskin, you're able to go. Therefore, Lakara, that both of them are saying the same. Now, this Lamaisa, the Bavli has a similar Maisa, not exactly the same, but Lakara is a similar outcome. That he told him that you're allowed to go for the covenant of your mother, you're allowed to go. And even though it's besafek, he tells him, gave the bracha, that he was just golem mizu. Says the premosha, even shabaruch in the chanesidus was just golem mizu. He wouldn't have given you a bracha if he thought it was wrong. So therefore, even though he didn't say outright, you can go, there's no greater rishus than that. Mamela, therefore, you don't have to go bother and ask him again, push him for an answer. There's no greater answer than that. He actually gave you the answer. And therefore, the tevah b'shalom is what the psak was. The one continues. If he goes ahead and acquires a field in Amun Amoyav, what's the halacha? What's the halacha? The gabi, the din of shvius in the field of Amun Amoyav. What's the halacha? Whether you're mechuyah to take trumas and maisris in the din of trumas and maisris? If you're a din of in the field of Amun Amoyav, when you bought a field in Amun Amoyav, is there a din? Now the maisa, the mouthful that says the shad of the gemara was in shvius noach bam. Want to know whether you know shvius, whether you know the din of shvius, whether shvius is noyeg. But however, the maisa, what's the halakha gabei shvius? But according to Rashi Misalu, the shali was asking him gabei trumas amaisris. So whether it's shvius or whether trumas amaisris, two different ways to learn what the Gemara's actual question is. The trumas amaisris, or both of them really the same idea. What's the status? So Amalei, he's answered him. I know Shmati Rav Yochanan. So I never heard anything about Chiyah the Great. Like Gabi Shvius, I don't know. He only said from the crossroads of Ashkelon and outward is Chutz La'aretz and is Patim Shvius and Patim Trumas and Maisers. So therefore, what he's saying is that the anything from outside. Now the question is, a little strange over here. He asked the question, what's the halakha of the field of Amon Moav? And he says, I don't know, but I know the halakha of Gabi Ashkelon Bechutz. What is that? You're not answering the question. So what's the, it's not a tshuva. He told me, says to Pnei Moshe, he asked you a question, the Gabi Amon Moav, and you're going answering him on Ashkelon Bechutz. You're answering him from something else. You're giving him an answer, Bitmiya. You're answering, giving an answer on something that he didn't ask you. You're giving an answer on something that's not to the question. So the question, what are you doing? He asked you, I don't understand you. And you go and answer him, the other way, the other direction. So he didn't ask you that question. So what are you, what's the kasha? What's the teretz? So what he's telling us, what's the pshat? Rachnina never in his lifetime said anything that he didn't hear especially from his Rebbe. And mainly didn't want to answer Rebbe Reish Lakish directly. He never heard anything about his Rebbe, Lagabi the Aloha, the status of the field of Amon Moav. Therefore, he didn't want to give his own answer. Without hearing from his Rebbe, he can't give an answer. So therefore, he had to be doiche the question. But since Rakhine didn't want Rebbe to go away empty-handed without answering at all, he went ahead and asked him something else. Come something else, he can ask him another one. No, so he went and asked him one thing and answered another thing. So he didn't want Reish Lakish to go away without a chiddush, without learning halacha. So Memela, the question you asked me, I don't have a messiah for that. I can't answer you that question. However, I'll give you another halacha that you can at least walk away with some chiddush. That I'll tell you halacha, the gabe, the din of Ashkel Mechutz. That's considered the part. So that's what he wanted to answer him. So at least he walked away with something to shouldn't walk away Reikom. Lo Yerotz Al Shiva Reikom, says the Pnei Moshe, and therefore he went in and answered and at least gave him some piece of information, some halacha that he could use. Gemara says a continue Maisa. Hashem Elokash Azul Butzer. Hashem Elokash came to Butzer Azul Gabi Amilei. The people he aimed to ask him a shayla. Chama Labanosh. Show us a person, the Darish Rayan Soifa Chazan Ovid Kosukhinu. Give us a person who was a speaker, an orator, who also is a sefer, also a scribe and a dayon and a shamash, and he can do all these things together. He could. We don't have anybody. We need someone in here who could lead us in davening, lead us in running the shul, and we have nobody. So can you give us somebody who could take care of all our needs? Chamachad Bavle. Reish Lakish saw a certain person, a certain Babylonian, who figured had all these qualifications. Somebody said to him, Chamas lechad asitov. I saw a person. I have a good position for you, a good rav, to be a position of a rav for you in the city of Botzra. Are you able to come? And you'll be able to go support yourself. I was like, I'm Rav Yochanan. The person came to Rav Yochanan to ask a shayla. She allowed to go. I'm leaving Bavel. Am I allowed to go to Butcher? Is that considered Chutz Laretz? So Rav Yochanan said to him, in Bavel to Bavel. That's like traveling from Bavel to Bavel, and it's mutter to do that. In other words, what's pshat? What you're saying is, you were in Bavel. You live in Chutz Laretz anyway. So if you're in the Chutz Laretz anyway, there's no reason why you can't go here, which is also Chutz Laretz. You're going from one place in Bavel to another place in Bavel. So you know, he wanted to know what was the Shiloh? What's the Shiloh? What's the Teretz? The Shiloh was because since he was from Bavel, but now he was in Eretz Yisrael. So he asked the question, can I go to his Zbotzra, which is Chutz Laretz? I'm now going to Bavel. So am I allowed to leave Eretz Yisrael, even though I live in Bavel, but now I'm in Eretz Yisrael. Am I allowed to leave now to go take that position in Chutz Laretz, even though I come from Bavel? So the answer was, yes, you're going from Bavel to Bavel. Am I so you live in Bavel? So even though now you're in Eretz Yisrael, you can go from Bavel to Bavel. You're going you're not doing anything different. Memela, therefore, you're allowed to go ahead. And so therefore, that's the way. Now, Lamai, so again, what's the Kiddush in that? And what's the what would be the Teretz? So the Marafulda says, interesting Teretz. You're allowed to go. You're allowed to go from one place to another place. So he said to him that you're allowed to go. You're looking for a person who could do all these different things. And he found someone that questioned whether you're allowed. And he had to go ask Rav Yochanan whether you're allowed to go or not. So you're allowed to go. Because even though it's above Bavel, there's no issur to go in such a place. And the Rashi Mislu explains that that his kasher was even a little bit more, because this place wasn't as kasher. In other words, he was in a place, to want to know, am I allowed to go to a place that's not as special, not as that place above Bavel, maybe it's not as great as this place that I am. I'm going to a place that's not as good, not as kashuv. And the question is, am I allowed to do that, to go to such a thing? Mafulda explains that you will be allowed to go, because again, it's from Bavel to Bavel, even if it's a different place, and maybe a lesser of a kashuv place in Bavel, you're still able to do that. You're not considered you're leaving Eretz Yisrael. So that's the Gemara. That's what Yochanan told us, you got to go from Bavel to Botsra. In Bavel to Bavel, it's like going from Bavel to Bavel, it's the same thing. A person buys a field in Botsra, you put them in Shvias. Since Rav Yochanan is very clear that you got to go from Bavel to Botsra, he told him, because that's also Kutz Laretz, it's also Bavel. So vice versa from that, we could pass an halacha that you put there, if a person buys a field in Botsra, you put there from Shvias, because it's considered Kutz Laretz. And therefore, the halacha is that you're potter from Shvias and from Trumas and Maitre as well, because it's considered Chutz La'aretz. Fake to Gemara, Rav Chitzayin, also Leilu. Shama Yeshu Kasha. Isn't it also for Kohanim to go to Tzur because of Eretz HaTumah? So therefore, if it's Aser, then why? Even though it's a Chutz La'aretz, Akonah Shama Enu Mechayim. Yet a person goes ahead and buys over there, halacha is still Mechayim. Shama Enu Mechayim. If we say halacha who buys a field is obligated to give Trumah, Trumas and Maitre still have to do that. So we see you could be Chutz La'aretz, still have a din of Trumas and Maitre. Certain places, they're Mechayim, Trumas and Maitre, even Chutz La'aretz. So what do you tell me over here? You want to make a limud from Rav Yochanan. That since he said Botsra is Chutz La'aretz, you got to go from Bavel to there. Vice versa, you put them in Trumas and Maitre. Maybe no. Why should it be different than Tzur? Tzur is clearly is Chutz La'aretz and it's Tumas Akum. Yet Halacha is you mechuyev in Trumas Ma'aseh. You see, maybe in Achrami, but the Rabbanan you still mechuyev in Trumas Ma'aseh. Even Batsra. So why is it? Why is the Halacha? How could you say over here? We see over here. I'm Ramekai. Kind of make Shemayin Meskayev. Maybe you are Meskayev Trumas Ma'aseh in there. That's the Gemara. That was the Gemara Shaila. Maybe the Rabbanan all they stole a din. Even over there, you close to Eretz Yisrael. You mechuyev to do so as a din of Trumas Ma'aseh. So the Gemara says. The Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, explain halacha of what Tumas, what Amon and Moab is really about. What is those places really are? Mitzrayim. Yaakov Adifan, the Brisa that says, that tells you Amon and Moab and the land of Mitzrayim, the Gabi Din Shvi, there are two different areas. Akas Nechaz Avedas. One part of the area in Mitzrayim where you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to go ahead and eat after beer, there's no problem, and it's just, and it's also halacha is you can work the field. Nevedas. There's no Din of Yisr Shemitah, Shviyasti. You could go work the field. It's considered Mamash Kutzler. But there's one part over there of Amon Umoyev that you can eat. You still you're not allowed to eat after beer, after the deadline of beer, because Lamais is not Eretz Yisrael. However, the Nevedis is still halachas with Machmir that you can't work the field. We have a dinner considered part of Olam Mitzrayim. We consider it as therefore you do not you're not allowed to work the field because you have a dinner Shviyas. So therefore, what are we saying? Since Botzra is in this place, the Chari come out that you can't work during Shviyas, and therefore you can't during Shviyas. Then the halacha is, that's the halacha over here about you as well. So it's a din of, it's Chutz La'aretz, but it has certain chumras that the halacha is you cannot work the land of Shvias because it's part of Maya. And part of Maya was never captured over. It was never given a din of Trumas and Maestras, but the Rabbanah made a din of Shvias because it's so close to Eretz Yisrael. The Rabbanah gave a din of Shvias. It's a separate halacha. You mechuyev in Shvias over there. They would still have a responsibility for Shvias. So Mamela, therefore, the halacha would have come out. Therefore, that's what would be that would be the requirement over there. So that's different than what we said before. You put them shvias. Maybe in Ochanami. Maybe you are chayav achiyav shvias because we added that on. It's a din of moed. That is the same halacha. So therefore, what is the halacha lemaisa? So the Gemara says we have another case by Botzra where Yochum Shlakish directly discussed it and said the halacha is. Sava Rav Shimon Melakish Meim Rav Melakish thought the state of Botzra was mamish in Moyav as Betzah Bamidbar. Betzah in the Midbar is the area which is in a part of Chilkas of Ruvain, which is Averly Yardain, and Mamela that's considered part of the area of Moyav. And Mamela therefore Alokas maybe you have a Chiv Trumas Meisus there because it's a din a part of it was given as a din of Eretz Yisrael even though it's outside. So Gemara says Shalom Rav Yochanan. He asked Rav Yochanan if it's true Botzra is Betzah. Is that what Botzra is? We answered him, Betzah la Botzra. He said, no, Betzah is not Botzra. It's out today. Yisrael, that's not Botzra. It's a din where the Gemara says that this, and you made a mistake and you thought that Botzra is Botzra, that's what it is. And therefore, Allah would be as a din of Eretz Yisrael. And Mela, therefore, would have Allah, Shvias and Trumas and Maestras, etc. There'd be Allah. And therefore, going to Botzra is Mamish din of Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Allah would be, when we said over there, you're allowed to go from Bevel to Botzra, the Kharit's Mamish Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara said, no, you made a mistake. Gemara says that it's not Eretz Yisrael. See, the Gemara says in Bavli the same thing in Avodah Zarah as well, that there are not. It's not part of Eretz Yisrael. You think Betzer is not Botzra? It's a different place. It's not the same place. And Betzer is Taka in a part of considered part of Eretz Yisrael. Botzra is not. It's a different place, and therefore it's two separate dinim. Says the Mafulda. Beitzra she batzar to Ruvain who had to call like my mother. That's batzra. Beitzra Yemayev. Gemara says batzra is not batzra, and we find the same thing about Azara. It's a different thing. It's something. It means something else. And therefore, when Amoyev and Achram, it could be from the area of Moyev. It's part of Eretz Yisrael. But Bocho, which is even further, is separate din. That's Vaday Chutz La'aretz, and therefore there's no din of Shvius, no din of Trumas and Maestris, there's no din of anything on this particular thing. Yet the Gemara is going to continue, and tomorrow's daf, continuing more Shilas, Nogea to where it, the borders end and where the borders begin, Nogea to the thing of Amon Amoyav, to define whether it's a din of Maeser, whether it's a din of Shvius, and what's the status of that property.